Hi, this week the question is, will God accept worship from Jews? There's a great misunderstanding about the Jewish people. Many in America believe the Jewish people are still God's special chosen people. It's as though the Jews are so special that they will be saved in heaven regardless of whether they believe in Christ and obey the gospel or not. But just as we mentioned in our study concerning Muslims, there's no hope of salvation outside of Christ. Notice carefully in John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." If no one can come to the Father except through Jesus, then Jews are not acceptable before God as they stand. Note, Jews can certainly become acceptable if they believe and obey the gospel and become Christians. But as long as they persist in their present religion, they are rejected by God simply because they themselves are rejecting God's only way of salvation. Again, in John 8, verse 24, Jesus said, "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." Jesus said that, incidentally, to some Jews. Jews, like Muslims, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Baptists, and other denominations, believe in salvation by works. Let me illustrate. I want you to imagine a teeter-totter on a playground. If a 70-pound boy gets on one seat of the teeter-totter and a 55-pound girl sits on the other seat, what's going to happen? Well, the teeter-totter will favor the boy. He will go down to the ground and the girl will go up in the air. All of these religious people believe that on Judgment Day, God is basically going to take all the good deeds of a person, all the good deeds they've done, and put them on one side of a giant set of scales. And He will then put all the bad deeds that a person did on the other side of the scales. And as long as the good deeds outweigh the bad deeds, the person's going to be saved and allowed to go to heaven. But if this is how things actually will work on the judgment day, then Jesus came to the earth and wasted His time dying on the cross. Because if people can save themselves simply by having more good works than bad works, they can save themselves and they don't need Jesus. The Bible picture of Judgment Day is more like this. I want you to picture a giant set of scales. On one side, a person is placed, the whole person, not just his good deeds, not just his bad deeds, but the whole person is placed on one side of a set of giant scales, and on the other side is placed a standard. You see, a standard is something by which judgment can be made. On Judgment Day, the standard is the Word of God. In John chapter 12, verse 48, Jesus says, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." Since this is the case, if a person is placed on one side, and the Word of God is placed on the other side, the only way for the scales to balance is if the person always perfectly performed what the law said. If at any time in a person's life they violate even the slightest ordinance, the scale becomes unbalanced in favor of the law. This is why we need a Savior. This is why we need Jesus, who died to pay the penalty which we owed for breaking God's law. When a person obeys the gospel by believing and being baptized into Christ, Mark 16:16, that person is forgiven of all their sins. It's as though they never sinned at all. The scale becomes balanced, not because they were perfect, but because they were forgiven. Jews, Muslims, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and others must be taught that they cannot save themselves by their own works. Baptists and other denominations must be taught that baptism into Christ is not a work of a man trying to earn salvation, but rather it is a condition which God requires that people meet and obey in order to receive the saving blood of Christ into their lives. In Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27, the Bible says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Being baptized is not good enough. Baptism must be for the purpose of receiving the grace of God. If you were baptized for any other reason, you are not saved, according to Acts 2, verse 38. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. Willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.